if it was inbound, there must be some signs of it approaching. Now, many scientists seem to say that the current Earth changes are due to global warming, man-made pollution, and this would make sense until we take account that there are other changes happening in the solar system. One such theory says that cow flatulence, believe it or not, is responsible for depleting our ozone layer, which leads to our polar caps melting. But what about Mars? What about Mars's polar caps? They seem to be melting as well. What about our sun? It's 2 years past its prime solar peak. There are many changes happening in the solar system. So what would be influencing our entire solar system as a whole, not just Earth?
Your total globe. You're told global warming is the problem. If hot air is the problem, then why is our Earth heating from the bottom up? The deep ocean rifts are the ones that are heating. Volcanism in Indonesia, the underwater undersea volcanoes, is what causes El Nino and the like. It's what causes the weather irregularities. Increased volcano activity. How can that be because of global warming? You're told about sunspot, sun cycles and the like. This is an 11-year cycle. The 11-year cycle ended in the year 2000. Now we're told it's supposed to end in the year 2003. For some reason, we're going to have a 14-year cycle. This is not the truth. This is disinformation. You really need to look at what's happening, the weather irregularities, the changes in the Earth, and think of it in terms of these periodic passages, and make up your own mind. The behavior of this extra planet as it moves from one sun to the other is such that it spends most of its time between the two suns, kind of just hovering there, moving slowly in the direction it's going. But when it, a couple of decades before the passage, it picks up speed and rapidly gains speed so that it zooms through our solar system in a period of perhaps 3 months from one end to the next, a very rapid passage. Therefore, for a human on Earth to view this, unless they have something like the Hubble or the kind of high-powered telescopes that observatories have, very few observatories, they can't see it. It might be a tiny little blur up there in the sky. It has less visibility than Pluto, which is reflecting the sun's light. It has less visibility than stars, which have a bright, intense pinpoint of light. It's a kind of a little dull red blur and very small. So approximately 7 weeks before its passage, people in their backyards or standing on hilltops can point to it and say, "What is that reddish thing?" It keeps getting larger. It keeps moving a little bit, and then they can see it. That's when it becomes visible to the average person on the streets.
This is how the powers that be that are in the know are dealing with this information. Sometimes it slips out, and then they do their best to try to cover their tracks afterwards.
So where is the government in all of this? Aren't they supposed to protect us? We're the taxpayers. They have a defense department that's supposed to defend us. Why hasn't the government notified us that these terrible times are coming? Well, imagine if you were in their shoes. What would you say to people? We're not going to be able to feed you. We're not going to be able to protect you. Masses of people will die. But please pay your taxes anyway. They don't tell you because they don't have a plan. They also don't want to create panic up until the last minute when they're sure this is going to happen and that nothing can be done. They don't want to be the cause of panic. Bank failures, people failing to go to their jobs, industry grinding to a halt. They feel that at least now things are rolling and the wheels of commerce and the like are continuing. So basically, they just don't know how to tell you. It's terrible news. They have no solution. They don't want to cause panic. So paralysis sets in and nothing is said.
There could also be threats from outside our solar system, which we're now being made aware of subtly, like through the movies and media like Deep Impact or Armageddon, or NASA releasing information saying that an asteroid could whack us in 2028 or thereabouts. It's making the public privy to this information so that they have a case history of events to desensitize us to this information. So that when instantly there is something new in the skies or in the heavens, we're not freaking out.